The Spark of Creation and the Seed of Ingenuity. Written by John Morton. Narrated and approved by the others. For my children, their children, and yours. May the spark of creation fill your dreams, and with your own tools may you craft them. Once upon a time, people made almost everything they used. They built their own chairs, they fixed their own tools, they cooked their own food, they sewed their own clothes. If something broke, they learned to repair it. People were skilled. People made things they loved and things they needed. They made things that were scary, things that were silly, dangerous, and even unbelievably fantastic. To make things was to dream. Making things was normal. It was part of life. It was core to being human. Then, very slowly, something changed. Big factories began making things faster and cheaper. Stores filled up with ready-made products. People didn't need to build or fix as much anymore. The others took care of it for them. Everything that people used to create was slowly replaced with things made by others. The maker spirit of humanity was in great danger. Makers became increasingly rare and hard to find. What was unique and fantastic became suddenly unavailable. The spirit of creation was eventually abandoned and mostly forgotten by people, traded away for promises of ease and convenience, supplied, of course, by others. They were slowly made to forget. And so, little by little, the people forgot how to make things for themselves. The others would say things like, "Why learn to fix something if you can buy a new one? Why build it when someone else can sell it to you? Why make it myself when it's much easier to just buy it from the others?" This change didn't happen all at once. It happened slowly. And for all but a few, it was horrible to observe. Each generation depended just a little more than the one before it on others. Finally, nearly every person needed everything they used to be created by someone else. Families that had been makers for generations suddenly were just normal families. There were no makers' stores to be found. They had all been replaced by factories that made things faster and cheaper. Before we knew what happened, our creative freedom was simply gone. We had forgotten who we were supposed to be as humans. The others had simply replaced the makers. They had completely taken over. Anything that could be nearly everywhere was made and supplied by the others. Most plain forgot that people could make things at all. So the people stopped making altogether. The makers' tools and how they worked became the old way. The things makers once made were considered crude or old-fashioned. Nobody wore the old styles, practiced the craft of cooking, and definitely never cared about how things worked. Those that tried to make things on their own were dismissed as tinkerers or crackpots. Ridiculed, hurt, and shunned, they closed their workshops and took the remaining tools with them. The people started to miss them greatly, but the others had a plan. For a short time, the people thought they were happy. The abundance was simply too much to resist, and the things people had dreamed of and craved were handed to them. The sheer scale of production that the others had formed was beyond belief. Their factories spanned the horizon, their presence known to the very planet itself. Soon, the people turned to the others for jobs, and later, solutions. The people forgot how to live by themselves far away from the others, and so they traveled and fled their old homes. The descendants of the carpenters left the forests, forgetting why they needed trees. The homesteads and fields were a memory, as distant as those that knew how to make use of them. And so communities that specialized in different ways to create were abandoned. Their families and descendants ignorant of the skills they possessed. The old machines that once forged the world were still there, just now never used. Soon after, the great human trap was formed, the first metropolis. The people rightly feared there was no going back. The others, now the makers of all tools, were asked by the people to explain the new rules. The tools they made were new and nearly free. They were implicitly designed for the new people, not the way it used to be. What seemed familiar was instead unclear. What should have caused warmth instead caused confusion and fear. The people asked themselves if they actually knew, if they should make, or instead, just let the others do. As always, it depends on whom you ask, and so the others saw the next task. The rules were implicit and easy to follow, but for some, especially a maker, they were impossible to swallow.